Good morning, and welcome to the SQM third quarter earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note, this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Gerardo Ianes. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to SQM's third quarter 2014 earnings conference call. For your information, this conference call will be recorded and it's being webcast live. You may access the webcast later on at our website, www.sqm.com. Joining me today as speaker is Patricio Contese, Chief Executive Officer. Before we begin, let me remind you that statements in this conference concerning the company's business outlook, future economic performance, anticipated profitability, revenues, expenses, or other financial items, anticipated cost synergy, and products or service line growth together with other statements that are not historical facts are forward-looking statements as that term is defined under federal securities law. Any forward-looking statements are estimates reflecting the best judgment of SQM based on currently available information and involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those stated in statements. Risks, uncertainties, and factors that could affect the accuracy of such forward-looking statements are identified in the public filings made with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Any forward-looking statements should be considered in light of those factors. I now leave with you the Chief Executive Officer, Patricio Contese, for brief comments before we move to Q&A.
Thank you, Gerardo. Good morning, and thank you for joining the SQM third quarter earnings conference call. I will start with a brief introduction before we open up the line for questions. On Tuesday evening, we posted our results for the first 9 months of 2014. Earnings for this period reached $218.4 million, lower than the first 9 months of 2013. Revenues totaled $1.5 billion, down 11% for the same period in 2013. During the first 9 months of 2014, we saw some positive signs from our major fertilizer market. In the potash market, we saw some prices recovery and an increase in sales volume when compared to the first 9 months of last year. We also saw some positive pricing in the SOP market and strong demand growth in the potassium nitrate market. As expected, the iodine market saw lower prices during the first 9 months of 2014. Prices during the third quarter of 2014 were lower than prices seen during the first half of the year, and we expect this downward trend to continue during the fourth quarter of 2014. As discussed on our last earnings calls, we have been working diligently on a significant cost reduction plan over the past 12 months. Despite lower revenues during the third quarter, EBITDA margins were up. This is a direct result of these cost reduction efforts. We are proud to say that the EBITDA margin this quarter was higher than it has been in the six most recent quarters. I will close by saying that 2014 is a transitional year for SQM, but we will continue to manage the company with a focus on the long term, and we will work to maximize shareholder values. Thanks.
Thank you, Patricio. Operator, we may now go to Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Once again, pressing star then one will allow you to ask a question. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes today from Isabella Simonato with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Patricio. I have two questions. First question is on potash. Do you have any preliminary views on prices after the incident in the Huaracalli's mines, what that could mean in terms of price performance going forward? And the second question is on lithium. If you could give us an update of the negotiations with Corfu, and also you mentioned in the release that you now expect new supply to be lower than your previous expectation in 2015, and what changed in there. Thank you.
First of all, I think it's very preliminary to make any statement on Huaracalli. Has just recently this new camp on through. It will depend anyhow in terms of the other producer of potash is a positive in the sense that it's going to be some less supply. But on the other hand, we have to wait how much will be planted by farmers, so how much demand for next year will be. At this moment for us, it's hard to say an impact on prices of the Huaracalli situation, because there are some other variables that has to come on stream to make a more firm decision or commitment to what we can see in the potash market at the end after this accident. Regarding lithium, we have not, as you know, we are in arbitration with Corfu. We are very optimistic in that. But meanwhile, the arbitration go through, it's hard to make any new negotiation to obtain more lithium. So what we see is a stable situation in the sense of volumes and in the side of SQM. We see a strong market growing. There were announcements of newcomers this year that has not been successful. Even they are in the equivalent of the Chapter 11 in Canada. There are some announcements of new lithium that could come on stream from Argentina next year, but adding and subtracting, we think that we should be more or less in the same volumes we have been this year.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Ravi Jain with HSBC.
Hi, good morning. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the iodine segment, as you mentioned that you will be working to increase your market share back to historical levels, if we expect the demand to be normalized stable in the next few years, by when do you expect to come back to the 12,000 tons production and sales approximately? Would it be more like a 3 to 5 years, or would it be sooner than that? And my second question is on the costs. Does the devaluation of the Chilean peso also help in further reduction of costs next year? Do you expect that to also be a factor? Thank you.
Regarding, we have said that we are looking forward on an objective of one-third of the market share. Today we are in the 27-28%. So it's still some place to take on. How much this will take, I think maybe 2 to 3 years, that rate could be. That's our best guess. we have to see that how is affecting the new pricing scenario on competition that today is in place. Also, we have to think that on prices, people had some extra inventories that have been sold this year, and also when prices are going down and still doesn't stabilize, clients tend to have very little iodine. So that will have in a moment that we cannot be exactly when will happen, that it could come more demand because some inventory that were held by other companies than SQM. And on the other hand, lower inventory in our clients, it could have in a moment maybe an impact on that time that I said before could be short. In terms of cost, I must say that the price on one hand of the iodine have been reduced by 23%, the prices in the first 9 months compared to the first 9 months of last year. But on the other hand, we have been able to reduce the cost in 15%. Clearly, there are various things that are behind the what we have been able to achieve in cost. One and the main one has been the restructuring of the company and better process and better yields in our fields. And on the other hand, the higher value of the dollar compared to the Chilean peso also have a big impact. On an analyzing basis, we have reduced around $130 million the cost, and $40 million is due to the value of the dollar in those $130 million. This $130 million of reduction in the last 12 months on an analyzed basis is not immediately seen because it goes to the inventory price cost we had before, so gradually the cost is going down and the margins are not fully obtained until we don't go through all the inventory we had before.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ben Isaacson with Scotiabank.
Thank you very much. My first question is on RB Energy. Can you talk a little bit about those two assets, the iodine and the lithium, and are those something that you would look to consolidate to help improve the tightness of the market and your market share?
Well, for the moment, we are not looking at them because it's not in the market. Of course, both material they produce is part of the materials we work with. So we have to understand well the operation of the lithium in Canada that we don't know that good. We know more about how is the operation in Chile. And of course, at it could be a point in a moment that could be of interest depending on the market situation.
Can you talk a little bit about whether you're seeing discipline by Chilean iodine producers? Are most people running at less than full capacity?
We don't know exactly because, you know, those companies, only RB Energy makes public statements. The other two major companies are private company where you can have guesses but not strong information.
Okay, thanks. And my last question is on the SOP premium. Can you talk about the supply-demand kind of balance right now? It's a little bit tight. How do you see that changing over the next couple of quarters?
We see a very positive. There's a lack of potassium free of chlorine due to the problem situation of producing SOP at this moment and the factors behind that are making an SOP producing at this level. We don't see in a near medium term that they will change. We have been seeing, and that also, of course, helped and pushed the potassium nitrate demand, and that has permitted us to that the prices of potassium nitrate and SOP that we produce has reduced their prices much less than the potash, because still there is some lack of potash or potassium free of chloride.
Okay, thank you. And just one last question, if I may. Your cost savings plan, is any of that going to improve your cash cost of production of MOP, of potash? And if so, you know, what's the magnitude of improvement that you expect to see?
We think the effort of reducing costs has not ended. We still have some plans for next year that could be in the range of $50 million. We're working on a plan to reduce further those $50 million in several areas. Until now, what we have achieved for this year compared to last year, in potash we have reduced our cost by 13%. In potassium nitrate we have reduced our cost by 18%. And in iodine we have reduced our cost by 15%.
Great. Thank you very much.
But the cost-saving process is still a way to go.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Alberto Arizdia with Banco Santander.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my question. Could you tell us your official nitrate potash guidance for this year and for the next one? And secondly, could you tell us if you have some information regarding the lithium committee organized by the government? When do you expect to have some conclusions? Thanks.
Well, excuse me. Regarding the potash market, for us, we have a stable production. So we don't see an increase in volumes in there. We have been anyhow increasing slightly more to sell more granular than crystallized potash. So that could be further changes in that sense, but not volumes. Regarding potassium nitrate, we see increased volumes in our perspective for next year, increasing demand. Regarding lithium, we have to think about that before go to the lithium commission that has been working with the government have not yet come to any final conclusion. So there's a lot of discussion and different ideas. The final conclusion are not there yet in place.
Yeah, but is there any main idea supported by majority of the commission?
Well, what we have there is a relatively informal information, and sometimes the under Secretary of Mining makes some statements, but I think to get a position just in those statements or in informal information, I think it would not be for us a way to say what's really going on at the end of the day there.
Okay, thank you, Patricio.
Our next question comes from Tim Tabiro with Miller Tabak.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to clarify in your press release and your prepared remarks, you indicated that we're likely to see continued iodine price pressure. I believe Industrial Minerals indicated that the spot price has fallen below $30 kilogram in recent weeks. When you made that comment, are you referring primarily to where prices were in Q3? Or do you see further downside even from current spot prices?
We have not made ourselves any announcement of a price of iodine. So I didn't go where you got those $30 per kilogram, because it's not from SQM and it's not in press release.
No, that was from just an industry source. So I just wanted to clarify that. So that's very helpful. And, if that is kind of an accurate assessment of the market, historically that seems to be kind of where the market has kind of stabilized. Would you tend to agree with that, or is...
Excuse me. In this moment, we would not like to put in public what is our strategy regarding the iodine pricing policy that we're negotiating at this moment with different clients in the world. So I will apologize for not making a certainty on your comment or where you have some sort of information. What we have said in the press release regarding iodine, for that that we expect a downward trend, to be specifically what we said, to continue during the fourth quarter of 2014. And that is a chance also that we could continue in 2015 until we reach the one-third of the market that we said we had been looking for.
That's fair enough. I know you're limited in what you can say, so I appreciate your comments. Thanks.
Okay.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference call back over to SQM Management for any closing remarks.
Thank you all very much for joining us today, and we hope to have you with us in the next conference call. Goodbye, everyone.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.